USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in California, the sky is brown, the sun is bright red, and ash continues to fall from hundreds of wildfires. 300,000 acres are scorched so far as hundreds of wildfires burn across California. A helicopter pilot was killed while on a water-dropping mission in Fresno County. In Vacaville, just north of San Francisco, fast-moving flames are threatening tens of thousands in Northern California after a powerful lightning storm ignited hundreds of fires. Some ran for their lives through the fire, including Rhonda Petrillo.
And there's fire behind me, fire on the side, fire in front, and I'm like, that's the only way out.
Much of her farm was burned to the ground, along with countless homes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for all of California.
We've now requested 375 engines to come from other states.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is defending his state's COVID-19 response after a White House task force report showed Georgia has the highest number of cases per capita in the country, double the national average.
We're looking at the contact tracing data to understand where the spread's coming from. And we've also said when we open schools, when we open back up, we're going to have things that happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The prostitution case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft could unravel after a court ruling regarding some of the evidence in the case. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The 4th District Court of Appeals in West Palm Beach says police violated Kraft's rights and the rights of several other suspects who were secretly videotaped at a day spa in early 2019. The decision bars the use at trial of the video purportedly showing Kraft and other men paying for and engaging in prostitution at the now-closed Jupiter business. The court ruled Kraft's rights were violated under the 4th Amendment to the Constitution, which protects against unreasonable search and seizure. Prosecutors had appealed to similar ruling from a lower court judge. It's unknown whether the case will be heading to the Florida Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the UN should reimpose sanctions against Iran, claiming the country is not complying with the 2015 nuclear deal.
It's a snapback, not uncommon. 2 years ago, I withdrew the United States from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, which was a product of the Obama Biden foreign policy failure. This deal funneled tens of billions of dollars to Iran, $150 billion to be exact, plus $1.8 billion in cash.
The president also saying Iran will never have a nuclear weapon as long as he is president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.